There's so much tourism information that's emerged in the Post today, a whole lot of figures, which of course make some people's eyes glaze over. The reality is that if you follow the percentages, you're probably going to be a lot more accurate as far as getting a feel for what's going on in tourism is concerned. In the past, when you look at the total numbers arriving, you've got to be careful because sometimes figures released out at the airport give you, well, a double figure, if you like, because at the airport they count ins and outs, arrivals and departures, and when that gets disseminated out there, particularly in the print media, it seems to be representing the total number of tourists. Sometimes you've got to be careful and divide by two. Anyway, I put a call through to Pete Faulkner today. Pete's the Cairns economist, about some of these quotes. Here's one of them. The Chinese visitor boom has shown the first signs of waning at a national level, with numbers going backwards in the March quarter compared with the same period last year. Now, this latest survey recorded a 4% drop in Chinese visitors and a more worrying 14% plunge in spending across Australia. It was the first quarter of negative growth in the Chinese visitor market since 2010, despite Lunar New Year celebrations falling within the period. I won't go on with the details of that because Pete's on the line ready to, well, discuss some of these figures, which obviously are of some considerable concern. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
What's gone wrong with the Chinese market?
Oh, look, I think it's probably too early to say anything's necessarily gone wrong with the Chinese market. Certainly as far as tropical North Queensland is concerned, we're still seeing healthy growth. It was up nearly 9% year on year in the March quarter. I think the story there really is that that's significantly down on the sort of growth patterns that we had been seeing previously. So the last four quarters, we've been looking at growth, you know, closer to 30% from the Chinese market. And then suddenly this quarter, it's down at 9%. So the rate of growth has slowed significantly. But certainly as far as TNQ is concerned, that's still pretty healthy growth. There are obviously already discussion around whether the lack of direct flights in for the Chinese New Year in 2017 would have impacted those numbers. And certainly that's would appear likely. What we will see come the June numbers, which obviously we'll need to be waiting 3 months for, but once we get the June numbers, comparing June to June quarters, that will then show us whether that March quarter number is only related to those flight issues over Chinese New Year. But the reality, of course, is that you can't continue to see growth of 30-33% per year, every year, you know, continuously. The base that you're working from is getting bigger and bigger, and the speed at which that's going to increase is likely to slow. So I think, you know, over the years, we're going to see those dramatic rises in Chinese numbers coming into TNQ. The rate of growth start to ease. That doesn't mean that it's any less important. I mean, they're currently making up just under 25% of all international visitors to tropical North Queensland, and that's probably likely to get even more as a percentage. But certainly they're down, or the rate of growth, I should say, is down for the March quarter.
Now, Tourism Research Australia attributed the decline to a 15% fall in group tours from China, which was partially countered by an increase in non-group tours. This is paralleling what happened with the Japanese experience back in the 90s. They all came out in groups to start with.
Yep.
Then they became more courageous, if you like, more daring, and they started to come as free and independent travellers.
Yep.
So we're seeing a similar thing with the Chinese?
Yes, absolutely, and I think that's been going on for some time. The trick, I think, for Far North Queensland, now that the Chinese market is moving, as you say, towards that more kind of free independent traveller, the trick is going to be making sure that we start getting them out of Cairns exclusively. That's obviously they're going to be coming into Cairns. That's the gateway airport, and they're obviously going to be spending a lot of time in Cairns. But the difficulty for the rest of the region is going to be ensuring that some of those free and independent travellers start turning north or south along the highway and getting out to some of the areas where we're really not seeing a great deal of Chinese infiltration into the markets just yet.
Mm. Can I just ask you, too, about something you mentioned earlier on? That was that schmozzle with the Chinese flights with very little notice deciding not to come to Cairns. And, of course, a whole lot of business people had made their plans months ahead, taking into account the big numbers that would be coming in on those flights. Did we ever get to the bottom of, firstly, why they did change their destinations, if you like, to Brisbane from Cairns, and why we were never, or the operators, were not informed of it in time?
No, certainly I haven't, and I haven't heard anything reliable to suggest as to the reasons behind that. So, no, I can't shed any light on that. Clearly, it would appear on the back of these numbers that it's had a relatively significant impact in terms of the growth rate for year on year for the Chinese numbers. But as I said earlier, I think what we really need to see is the June quarter, and whether June 17 compared to June 16 is of a similar scale. You know, are we looking at 9-10% increases, or are we back to the sort of 25-30% increases over the year? If we're back to those kind of 25-30% increases, then that would clearly indicate that the impact of the flights in that first quarter of this year made a significant impact in terms of the year-on-year increases. But it would also suggest that the general trend for increases of Chinese visitors into the region is still looking very healthy.
Okay. Let's look at the national thing. You've been through, you've trod through all of these figures. Yeah. Is there one glaring figure that concerns you, if you like, a downward trend or a negative figure among all of these reasonably positive numbers?
The number that I'm most concerned about, and again, I would stress it's only one quarter, and it's difficult to draw, you know, dramatic conclusions just from one quarter of data. But the one thing that is concerning me a little bit is the expenditure numbers, both in Queensland and in TNQ. Across the nation, Australia-wide, expenditure was up about 8%. Visitor numbers were up about 9%. So, you know, not a great deal of difference. In Queensland, visitor numbers up about 7%, expenditure up about 2.5%. Mm. In TNQ, visitor numbers up 7%, but expenditure fell 1%. So that, I think, is the kind of slightly concerning from these numbers, is that we're seeing expenditure growth across the nation sort of matching the increase in visitor numbers, which you'd kind of expect, although obviously you need to allow for inflation in there as well. It's nothing like as healthy in Queensland, and actually it's gone backwards in TNQ this quarter. So that's slightly concerning. Again, I would stress, you know, one quarter doesn't make a trend. So we'll need to see it confirmed. But certainly there's something going on with people. We've certainly got plenty of people coming, but they're definitely not spending as much, or they're not spending as much each time they come, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Always very interesting, Pete. Thank you.
No worries, John. You have a good day.
Pete Faulkner, he is the economist.